good time for me to hit on down the line.
Bet you heard it in a love song, too. Brian McTavish is here. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. It's fun just to see you, hear you step on that chorus. It's fantastic. Yeah.
It is fun, isn't
it? Sitting here waiting. Yo, I heard it in a love song, yeah.
I like Marshall Tucker.
Yeah, it only seems like 35 years ago when that was a hit. Oh, wait, it was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's all part of the Kansas Freedom Fest Benefit Concert.
Freedom Fest Benefit Concert.
Yeah, it's actually a two-day event.
With the Marshall Tucker Band.
With the Marshall Tucker Band, with just enough original members left to make it matter.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that familiar voice will serenade you.
No kidding.
It will indeed, yeah. Well, it just gets better with age. At least that's what they say. No, I like those guys. Anyway, yeah, it's they're on the bill. Clay Walker, country music artist, he's on the bill. And the headliner on Saturday night is Aaron Tippin. It's 2 to 10 p.m. on Saturday.
It's 2 to 10.
Yeah, 2 to 10, 10th Avenue Park in Leavenworth, Kansas. Obviously, not obviously, I should point this out, salute to military veterans. It's actually a two-day event. It gets going Friday night with a community night, which consists mostly of a juried motorcycle show. But
okay?
It's juried, right?
Yes, okay.
And they have a local talent show on Friday night there. And the winner of that talent show gets to be part of the big concert that gets going on Saturday afternoon. And it's just worth noting, it's kind of interesting. Two military wives are the principal organizers of this event. And it's all about, increasing awareness of military organizations and support services that indeed do benefit American Legion programs and other veterans charities. So,
how charitable of you to kick off our time together today with that event.
Well, how charitable of you to point out my charitableness. Yes. That's very nice.
And what do we have here?
Doesn't that just straighten your spine a little bit? Don't you want to salute something?
Yeah.
Okay, smile if you're an Anglophile, or even if you're not. It's the 27th Annual British Fair at the Lenexa Community Center. Right.
Why does the Lenexa Community Center have a 27th Annual
Fair
of the British?
You got to have it somewhere, Steve.
I guess.
And that's where they're going to have it. Well, yeah, it's presented by, I'm going to blow this. It's the Bard of Avon chapter of the Daughters of the British Empire in Kansas. And I think this chapter of the Daughters of the British Empire in Kansas, that's a finish, isn't it? They've been around since 1964.
Mm.
And they've been doing this for the better part of three decades. It really all comes down to the tea. Here's the deal. Yeah, I mean, you got your English goods and things
stuff.
And stuff and flags and you name it. But it comes down to that sit-down afternoon tea, which will take place in the afternoon, obviously. But I was doing a little research on tea. I didn't know there was all this English tea. It's quite complicated. And you can get the complicated real deal UK tea thing at this event on Saturday in Lenexa.
Gosh.
You got your cream tea, scones, jam, cream. You got your light tea, scones, sweets. You got your full tea, that's my favorite, tea, savories, scones, sweets, and dessert. And what are savories? What a British word, savories.
I want to keep my tea simple, I think.
No. Not on Saturday. Tiny sandwiches or appetizers. Don't forget your savories at this event.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. These days are
I know why you're playing this.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Marion Ross is in town.
Have you met Marion?
She's been here before. She's a delightful woman.
She is.
Yeah, just loved her.
It's a good
great energy. Just fun to be with.
Yeah, actually, you just stole all
we
my
We get her
schtick.
Back here. I just loved her. She's just great.
Okay, you got to get her back. She's fantastic.
She
I had the opportunity to sit down with her once or twice in the past, and just a charming, kind of saucy if you get her going in the right direction.
We did get her going in the right. We always get people going in the right direction here on Up to Date.
Okay, well, she's in town.
Saucy she is.
Bless her. In a murder mystery comedy, and she obviously, Marion, was Mrs. C, Mrs. Cunningham, for 11 seasons from 74 to 84 on ABC TV. Happy days, right?
She's in a
show called The Games Afoot or Holmes for the Holidays. A little pun on Sherlock Holmes, who would always say, Watson, the game's afoot. And she has a principal role in this fine endeavor. It opens tonight at the New Theater Restaurant. Very interesting, fascinating career. A wonderful lady, but of very interesting. Got going on the big screen in the 50s. She was in movies with Jimmy Stewart and Cary Grant.
That's amazing, isn't
and
it?
And super long television career. That's where she really...
I think they're all still buddies in that Happy Gang.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. It's funny. I was reading,
Happy Days
I was reading an interview with her USA Today did not that long ago, and she actually refers to Henry Winkler, the Fonz. She refers to him as... The Fonz.
Why not?
Well, why not? Yeah, he's the Fonz. But I would urge everyone, she has impeccable comic timing honed over so many years of her professional experience on screen. Highly recommend this show just to see her in action.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. What do we have here?
We have some holiday silliness, obviously. It's Nuncrackers.
I got that impression.
Nuncrackers.
Yeah.
What's so funny about nuns?
I don't know.
We'll leave that out there.
Yeah.
Nuncrackers. It's the Nonsense Christmas Musical. Yes, it's a musical comedy about, that's right, nuns who are making their first Christmas TV special. It's up and running at the American Heartland Theater through December 23rd. But this is the weekend to maybe make it happen. That's at Crown Center. This is a crazy thing. The original Nonsense concept was a line of greeting cards featuring a smart aleck nun. And it's grown into like 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 of these shows. Lots of sequels. My favorite nun character is Sister Mary Amnesia, who lost her memory after a crucifix fell on her head. It was a big crucifix.
She's your favorite.
My favorite, yeah.
All
Come
right.
on, yeah.
I'm not too much of a singer. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Well, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
Man, that is terrific.
That'll put a smile
Buck
on
O'Neil.
Your face.
Oh, man. How good to hear that voice again.
I know.
That's just wonderful.
What can you say after that except... That was indeed Buck O'Neil. I'm pretty darn sure that comes from Ken Burns' classic documentary, Baseball, that featured him so importantly. So this weekend, it's the Buck O'Neil celebration at 18th and Vine. It's the 101st birthday celebration of that Negro Leagues legend. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So real quickly, you've got several events, but I'll touch on a couple of them. You've got the Royals and Monarchs autograph session. That's 11 to noon Saturday. That's at the museum. You've got Bucks Bash, the Soul of Baseball. That's a concert Saturday night at the nearby Gem Theater. And Sunday, it's a gospel salute to Buck, 3:30 p.m. on Sunday at the Gem Theater. Emmanuel Cleaver hosts.
Wow. And that's Brian McTavish. All his picks for your weekend are on our website, kcur.org. Brian, thanks, man, as always.
Absolutely.
The DVD gurus are back tomorrow to review the latest James Bond film, Skyfall, and they'll tell us about their favorite Bond villains from the last 50 years, and there's been a bunch of them. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.